For almost two decades, the Clintonville Community Market sold groceries that were hard to find elsewhere. But now the market is closing, driven out of business by a changing retail climate.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Cashier Emmanuel Tequesta greets a youngster at the Clintonville Community Market. Tequesta has worked here for 7 years. The market, he says, thrived by offering healthy alternative foods.
It was built by the people for the people. You know, people wanted to take their destiny in their own hand.
But he says there's more to it than that.
They come here for more than that, you know, to consult, to just share their day, you know, just to pick up a drink and to just say hello. And so that's where the sadness is with this closing down. It was for people when they go home or work, it was their little pit stop here.
The Clintonville Community Market was founded in 1996 as a co-op. For 17 years, it served members and non-members alike at the corner of Crestview and Calumet, where it quickly became a success. Chuck Lynn was one of the founders.
I think the original idea was we could be in a niche in a neighborhood, kind of like a convenience store, only for health food. And the neighborhood was just very supportive, excellent. We quickly moved up to about 1,000 members. But we've always had about half our business from the neighborhood, just people who weren't members of the food co-op, just enjoy the convenience of shopping there in the neighborhood.
As part of the co-op system, people bought yearly memberships and received discounted prices in return. The 3,000-square-foot store pulled in $2.5 million a year in business. People were buying locally produced eggs, honey, and soap.
We had a large amount of local produce. We had a huge selection of herbs and spices. So people that did their own cooking loved the store because you could get fresh local herbs and spices. The bulk section was always popular. You can get everything from granola mixes to all the oats and quinoa and grains that you could get in bulk for people who are doing their own cooking.
But in recent years, chain retailers have added organic foods and locally grown and manufactured products to their shelves. Lynn says the co-op found it harder and harder to compete.
In a Kroger's or a Giant Eagle, you're going to see the natural food section. And that made it hard for us to compete. It's obviously harder for a small neighborhood grocery to succeed when you can't buy the volume.
The opening of Lucky's 2 years ago was the straw that broke the camel's back, Lynn says. At a raucous meeting last month, co-op members decided to shut the market down. Across town, though, another co-op thrives. The Bexley Natural Market has been in business for nearly 40 years. Assistant manager Kevin Murphy says customers come for the natural foods expertise of the staff.
So if you're going to start eating healthy, but some of those ingredients really genuinely aren't healthy, you want to know that sort of thing. And the bigger stores like that and the hybrid stores just aren't going to concentrate either on the product or on letting you know that there's a difference. And that's what we try and specialize in here.
Murphy says co-ops also cater to clientele who care about the people who manufacture the store's items.
Is it fair trade? Is it a small producer? How does that producer treat their employees? How do they pay? How do they source their ingredients? There's a lot of details on what to bring in rather than just how much did the product cost, because there's organic this and organic that.
Back in Clintonville, paper covers the co-op's large front window. Inside, devoted customers have written farewells and best wishes.
Yeah, this one here is here. I love you forever, co-op. You are and always were the anchor of this community. I thank you for all the spices, misos, local everything, good pals, best wives. You will truly be missed. Kisses and hugs.
Members will gather November 1st to celebrate the market's 17 years in business. Sam Hendren, WOSU News.